Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. He says it's not easy to run a successful write-in campaign. He can think of only one other senator.
That's Strom Thurmond in 1954. He was then a Democrat. He was a former governor, and he ran and won as a write-in candidate because there was a vacancy and the Democratic Party picked somebody else. And only three House members have ever been elected with a write-in campaign. Ron Packard of California in 1982, Joe Skeen of New Mexico in 1980, Dale Alford of Arkansas in 1958. That's three out of all the, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of members of Congress who have been elected, you know, in the last century or so.
So those are quite a while ago, but in those campaigns, have you read anything or did you see anything that kind of gave you a sense of what it was that made the difference?
Well, a lot of things, there were a lot of individual issues there. Obviously, when Dale Alford won in Arkansas, it was about race. His opponent backed civil rights legislation, and that was obviously not so popular in Arkansas in 1958. Joe Skeen of New Mexico, the Republican who won in 1980, he was denied a place on the ballot after the Democratic incumbent died, so he could only run as a write-in. But this seems to be an indication of pique. And you don't see that too often with members of Congress. We did see Joe Lieberman from Connecticut in 2006 lose his Democratic primary and then run as an independent and won his seat. But that is extremely rare because, for the most part, everybody who's tried to run after they lose their primary has been defeated. And I think with Lisa Murkowski, it's just very interesting because, until the end, it looked like she never thought she was going to lose. Nobody thought she was going to lose to Joe Miller. And what's so ironic about this impending write-in campaign is that it's probably the only thing that has brought the Tea Party and the Republican Party together. Both the GOP and the Tea Party folks feel that she should stay out of it, saying, look, Joe Miller won the nomination fair and square, and he's the Republican nominee, and maybe she should run in 4 years against Mark Begich, but she shouldn't run against the Republican nominee, Joe Miller.
Well, we've certainly seen quite a shakeup of politics as normal across the country this year. Do you think that changes the odds at all?
Well, I mean, the odds really, I mean, it obviously for somebody, for Lisa Murkowski to be successful, she needs money and she does have money. She needs name recognition and she does have that. Plus the fact that if we keep hearing from voters that they say they're tired of the extremes, they're tired of the right wing and the left wing, and they want people more in the middle, then perhaps Lisa Murkowski does have this opportunity because she can make the case, or she probably would make the case, that Scott McAdams, the Democratic nominee, is too far to the left, and Joe Miller is too far to the right. But again, we keep hearing from voters who say they hate the partisanship, and yet almost in every primary we look at, it is a more partisan candidate that seems to do better. So, you know, we hear that the voters want these kind of middle ground, middle of the road candidates, even if it takes a third party or an independent candidate to get them there. But ultimately, when we look at the primary results, that's not what the voters are saying.
Yesterday, Lisa Murkowski said she thinks social networking makes it easier to run a successful write-in campaign. Do you agree?
I think there's truth to that. I think in the old days, you know, you used to wait for the party to do its thing, or you used to work for paid media. And I remember the old days, we'd have to wait for what Walter Cronkite said at 6:30 on the network news to find out what was really happening. Now, you could bypass the regular media, you could bypass the major parties, you can go on Twitter, you can go on Facebook, you can do a really lot of bunch of social network kind of things that would afford a candidate an opportunity that these candidates never had years ago.
So what do you think, Ken? Does she have a shot?
Sure, the odds are against anybody winning as a write-in. But, you know, 2010, if you look at the results state by state, so many things that happened this year were unlikely to happen when the year began, and they happened anyway. So don't count anything out.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor.